Whoa there, Kevin. Let me do my little introduction first. I'm glad you're excited to get going, though.
Get along, little doggies. Yee-haw!
Okay, then. Welcome, boys and girls, moms and dads, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and all you pets who are just lying around looking forward to being fed. It's time for another episode of Rodeo Radio Theater in the Air.
Theater where?
In the air, everywhere. Kevin? Kevin? Where did Kevin go?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
I just looked up and he was gone.
Ooh, do you think his feelings were hurt because I asked him to slow down a little bit? Boy, I hope not. He's got a terrific story for us. You kids out there should get your drawing and coloring materials together because you're going to have a good time drawing this story. But now, where's Kevin?
I'll go find him.
No, wait, Mark. We don't want to lose both of you.
Well, I'll go with him so he won't get lost.
But then we'd be without all of you. All you men, I mean. And I don't think we can do today's story with just Teresa, Selena, and myself. And then again, maybe...
Knock, knock.
I'll get it.
No, I think we're supposed to say, who's there?
Oh, yeah. Can I do it? Let me, okay?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Howard.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad to see me?
Yee-haw!
Well, welcome back, Kevin. We missed you.
Hey, where were you, buddy? Did you get abducted by aliens? Did they beam you up or sideways or somewhere?
Mark, don't be silly. You were being silly, weren't you? He probably had to go to the little boy's room.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if I have to do that.
No. I went back to my car to get today's story.
What story is it?
Well, it's a story by this guy named Nikolai Gogol. He was a Russian who lived in St. Petersburg about 200 years ago, and he was really well known for writing plays and novels and short stories.
I guess someone has been to the Google place and's been doing his preparation.
You bet. And this guy wrote one crazy story that I think you all will really love.
What's the story called, Kevin?
It's called The Nose.
Oh, are there any villains in it? Well, can I be a villain again? I mean, can I play a villain or act a villain? You know what I mean.
Howard, no villains. Maybe another time. Right now, we should get started doing Mr. Gogol's story. I hope all you kids and parents and even you pets out there have gathered all your drawing materials so that you can draw along with the story.
Our friend Charlie Summers has adapted it for us, but why don't we set it in Missoula instead of in St. Petersburg?
That sounds cool. Good idea, Kevin.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yee-haw!
Thanks, guys.
Oh, it's good to have you back, Kevin.
Was I gone? Where'd I go? I wonder if I had fun.
Kevin, over here. Stand by me.
Thanks, Teresa. Now, are we all ready? Then let's begin The Nose.
And we better not blow it.
Oh, Howard.
Our story begins in Montana, right here in Missoula, and it could be happening right now. We start in the kitchen of Bill the barber and his wife, Millie.
Hello, my little dumpling. A very good morning to you on this bright and sunny...
Hello, Bill.
Oh, what's that I smell?
Well, it could be your socks, or it could be the bread I'm baking, or it could be the coffee. If you would be a little more specific, maybe I could help you out of your dilemma.
Bread, fresh baked bread. Oh, goody, you made me bread.
I did indeed.
Did I also hear you say something about coffee?
The coffee is for me.
Yes, well, of course, my dumpling. No coffee for me. I'll just have onions and that delicious smelling fresh baked bread. That's all I need for breakfast. Here's a nice sweet onion from the farmer's market. I'll just slice this up. And here is the fresh, hot bread. I'll just slice this up. What's this?
Sourdough?
Nose.
Yes.
No. Nose. A nose.
A nose?
Yes. A nose in the bread. There is a nose in the fresh baked sourdough bread. Right there in the middle.
You're dreaming.
I might be. Slap me. Nope. There's still a nose in the bread.
You horrible man.
I didn't make the bread.
Well, I certainly didn't put a nose in the bread. It has to be you. You. You probably cut it off of one of your customers. I've heard what people say about you.
What do they say? About me?
That you are a very bad barber. You're always pinching noses too hard when you shave someone, pinching and lifting, and your hands smell like onions. I should have gone to Bernice's and gotten one of their wonderful scones. I should have stayed home, like my mother said, and finished my degree and never run off with you.
I know this nose. This is the nose of one of my customers. I recognize this pimple.
Ew, that thing is gross. Get it out of my house.
Well, give me a napkin. I'll wrap it up and get rid of it on my way to work.
No, no, noses in my kitchen linen. Get rid of it now.
All right, all right. Let me just get dressed.
Now! Here is your overcoat. Now go and take that nose with you.
Yes, my little dumpling. Here I go, dumpling. I'm going now, little dumpling.
Goodbye!
Thank you, my sweet little dumpling. Sweet potato dumpling.
And so, Bill found himself outside in the early morning sunshine, all alone, in just his boxer shorts and his overcoat and a pair of slippers, with a nose with a pimple on the end in his hand.
Where to throw this terrible nose? I can't just throw it out here in the trash. What if it were discovered? It would then be too easily traced back to me, and that would not be good for business. Oh, for my sweet little sweet potato dumpling. No, I must keep walking until I find a good place to get rid of it. Boy, I sure do wish I had put on some pants. It's kind of windy today. Maybe this is a good place. In these bushes, right behind the Missoulian, just off of the hip strip. People must lose noses all the time on the hip strip.
Excuse me, sir. You there, sir?
Who? What, me? I didn't do it.
Have you seen a turtle?
Well, of course I have seen a turtle.
Oh, thank you. Where is he?
Where is whom?
Where is Sam?
Who is Sam?
Sam is my turtle. Where is he?
How would I know?
Well, you said you saw a turtle.
Well, I said I have seen a turtle. Did you mean have I ever seen a turtle? Everyone has seen a turtle. Sometime.
Have you seen a turtle this morning? Have you seen my Sam? Somehow, my little Sam, the cutest little turtle you ever saw, somehow he got loose and I cannot find him anywhere. Have you seen him? He's about this big, and he always has a shell, and sometimes he has a head and a tail and four little legs.
Nope. I haven't seen it. Sam. I must be going now. Bye-bye.
Keep your eyes peeled. There's a reward.
Oh, reward. Oh, brother. Oh, I had better ditch this nose, and fast, before the streets fill up with people on their way to work. Ah, here's the Higgins Street Bridge. I can just drop the nose into the Clark Fork River down below, and it will travel on out to the sea. Or somewhere. Maybe the fish will eat it. There it goes. Bye-bye, nose. Ah. I have just dropped a very small item into the river, but I feel as though a huge weight of 2 or 3 pounds has been lifted from my shoulders. Perhaps I should stop and get a cup of tea and some toast at the Catalyst, just to celebrate. Or else I could go straight back home and put on some pants.
How you doing there, young fella?
Oh, hello, officer. I didn't see you there. Or hear you coming. Hi. Beautiful weather we're having today, huh?
You can keep your weather to yourself there, mister. Just what are you doing out here on this bridge with no pants on?
I was looking for a turtle.
Oh, sure. And I'm the Queen of England. What are you, sleepwalking?
Well, let me see. Nope. Wish I was, though.
Maybe you want to take a little walk with me down to the police station, huh?
Officer, I am a barber. I work at a barber shop over there near the Mo Club. If you'll just allow me to be on my way to work, I promise to shave you every week for free.
What are you, making a joke?
But we will never know whether Bill was making a joke, or if the policeman thought it was funny, or if Bill had to go to the station, or if the policeman ever got that shave, because our story has to move right along. And now it's the same morning over on the other side of Missoula, near the campus of the University of Montana.
Ooh, good morning, Missoula. What a wonderful day to wake up and be me. I am grand today. Thank you for asking. Me, handsome, suave, college professor Dingle. But you, of course, may call me Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom.
That's what people who know me call me, Major Tom. Let me just take a look at my beautiful face here this morning. Let me just pop into my bathroom and take a look in my mirror. Oh, good! That pimple on my nose is completely gone! Oh, no. My nose is gone. Completely gone. Well, this can't be happening. I must still be asleep. Nope. It is happening. My nose is gone. Well, I guess it happens. Not often, perhaps, but sometimes. At least once. Like, right now. And to me. Oh, no. What am I to do without my nose, that is? Today is Friday, and certainly all the young ladies at the university would be pleased to see a handsome man such as Major Tom on a fine Friday like this. But they would be much happier if that handsome man had a nose in the middle of his face to keep his eyes from falling together and his lips from floating up to his eyebrows. Well, that would make them happy. But instead, they will have to see what I have, which is nothing. A blank, a space, from my lip to my brow, as flat as a pancake. Absolutely nothing between my eyes. Ooh. Did I say pancake? I could go for a short stack this morning. I'm famished. And that waitress at the shack always smiles at me and brings me extra syrup for free. Yes, pancakes will make me feel better about... But oh no. The waitress will not give me any extra syrup or anything at all. Except a big laugh because I haven't got a nose. This is so unfair. This cannot be. I shall write a letter to the governor. Yes, I shall write a letter to the editor of the newspaper. Yes. No, I shall visit the newspaper office and speak to the editor in person. Yes, yes, that's just the thing to do.
And so the college professor...
Please call me Major Tom.
And so the major, with his face carefully concealed behind a scarf wrapped around and around his neck, made his way down to the newspaper office to speak to the editor in person.
Good morning, Mr. Editor. I have come here today to report a grave injustice, a crime, really. A crime committed against my very person, and I demand restitution. Satisfaction. Hello? Excuse me?
Yeah? What is it?
I have lost something. Something quite close to me and very personal.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, I have lost my nose.
That's not news. I'm only interested in the news. You should go downstairs to the classified ad section. You could place an ad, you know? Lost knows. Don't pick it. Just return it. Ha ha. Get it? Something like that. Anyway, our rates are very reasonable.
Your rates? Now look here, my good...
All right, fine. I can see that you are upset. I'm sorry for your loss. Let me try to help.
Well, that's better.
When you go downstairs to the classified ads section, ask for Edwina. Tell her I sent you. She'll give you every fifth word for free.
Every fifth word?
Use your words wisely. Now, off you go.
I've a good mind to cancel my subscription, but I won't, because I like the puzzles. Good day, sir. Every fifth word. I'll give him every fifth word.
20, 21, 22.
Edwina?
Just a moment. 23, 24.
Edwina!
Hold your water, mister. Oh, no, I lost count. 1, 2.
Edwina, I am Major Tom, and I shall not hold my water, and I won't hold your water. In fact, I won't hold anyone's water. I wish to report a crime against my very person.
Sir, as you can see, I'm busy at the moment. If you would please wait your turn.
But a crime against my person.
Your turn will come. Now, thank you for waiting. I'll finish with you now. I apologize for the rather rude inconvenience, ma'am. You now have 28 words. It's the same price for 30, if you have anything you'd like to add.
Sam. Just Sam.
Sam?
That's his name. Sam.
Oh, I see.
You've seen Sam?
No, I haven't seen your turtle. I mean, I would have said something if I would have, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Collected the reward and all that.
Really? This is too much. What I have lost is no mere reptile. I have lost my nose.
You're kidding, right?
Well, see for yourself. Just let me unwrap this scar from my face.
Ooh. Oh. Well, will you look at that? No nose. What's the reward?
The reward?
I'm offering $25 for my turtle, my Sam.
All right. I will also offer $25 for my nose.
I thought you said your nose is more important than a turtle.
All right, then. $50.
So, your nose is only a little tiny bit more important than a turtle, huh?
$150 for information leading to the return of my nose.
Now, that's a little more like it. I seen him this morning.
Seen whom? Saw whom?
Your nose. Or someone's nose. Not a lot of noses running around Missoula this time of year. Some runny noses. But not too many. Without a face to follow them, so I figure it might as well be yours.
Well, did it have a pimple right on the end? Right here? Oh, I forgot. It's not there anymore.
Sure. Yes, it did, now that you mention it.
Well, where did you see it?
It was getting out of a car over by the church. You know the one. The big, beautiful one, St. Francis. It was wearing a very, very fancy coat, even fancier hat. Yeah. Very nice hat.
Hat? Coat? Car? Church? Well, I must go and get it back right away.
Hey, what about my $150?
Here I am at St. Francis's. Now, if I were my nose, where would I be? Aha! There, praying in the front pew, wearing a fancy coat and a really fancy hat. Just like Edwina said. Well, of all the nerve! I'll just walk right up to... him? It? Him. And remind him that on my face is where he belongs and not in church. Excuse me, sir, while I feel that it is beneath both of us for me to even bring this up, I think you must agree that it is, well, have you noticed that you are my nose?
What does that even mean? Who are you? I don't care. Go away, now.
But I am Major Tom, and you are my nose.
I am not your nose, and you are most certainly not a major.
In the name of everything you can think of, you are my nose, and you belong with me. on my face. Not in a church with a fancy coat and an even fancier hat.
I'm praying. Leave me before I sneeze.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, God bless you. Why, of all the nerve. If I weren't in a church, I would give him every fifth word.
And soon, Major Tom's nose was spotted all over Missoula. People reported seeing it taking a stroll along the river by Karis Park, riding mountain bikes up in the Rattlesnake, even on a paddleboard in the Clark Fork River. Until one day, a policeman showed up at Major Tom's door.
Does a certain college professor Dingle live here?
Yes, I'm Major Tom.
And did you happen to lose your nose recently?
Well, quite recently, yes. See?
Oh, that's bad. Well, it has been found, or should I say recovered, or should I say... Could you do cover that up, please?
If you are making it up, I will cry. Is it possible?
It was checking out a book at the library, and he used someone else's library card. A very canny librarian spotted it and thought it smelled fishy. Not the nose, but the library card.
Well, do you have it with you?
They called me since I spend a lot of time at the library. I like to read history books, you see. I didn't even realize what I had at first until I got him back to the station and someone there says, "Hey, isn't that College Professor Dingle's nose? That looks like the pimple he always had right there on the end." Ha ha! And it was.
Yes, yes, yes. May I have it back, please?
So I said, "I'll just return the nose and my three kids will be so proud of me. And not just because of the reward, but maybe it'll get on the news, you know, on TV."
Oh, yes, right. Of course. $150. It's worth it. Here you go. Here's your reward.
And here's your nose.
Yippee! Well, thank you. My nose. Could it be? Look here. My nose. My pimple. I've never been happier to see a pimple in my whole life. Now, let me be very careful putting it back on. I wouldn't want it to be crooked. That wouldn't be attractive at all. There. Perfect. It won't stick. It has to stick. It won't stick. Someone call a doctor.
Knock, knock.
Well, who's there?
Doctor.
Well, Doctor who?
Nope, just the regular kind, but people do that all the time. Confuse me with the character on that English television show.
Well, come in. Doctor, my nose won't stick.
Lucky you. You're probably better off without it. No more sniffles, nothing to get cold in the winter. Those nasty boogers won't be bothering you. You'll get used to it soon enough. Like my mother. Lost her turtle, thought the world would end. Give it a week, I told her, you'll be glad he's gone. Sam was his name. Turtles are completely overrated as pets. Noses, too.
You are a very bad doctor.
That is not true. I am actually a gifted physician and a skilled surgeon. I have both the gift and the skill to reattach your nose to your face so perfectly that even you would forget it had ever been elsewhere. My point is simply that it wouldn't be worth the bother for either of us.
Well, I will make it worth your bother. Name your price.
Darn it, man. I'm a doctor. I don't have a price. There's no reasoning with you. Here, I will give you these pills to help you sleep. Take two now, and when you wake up, if you still miss having your nose hanging around right in the middle of your face, well, take two more. Good luck and goodbye.
And that is how our story would have ended, only it didn't. Or it isn't over. I mean, not yet. Because the very next morning, College Professor Dingle, also known as Major Tom, woke up to find his nose, pimple and all, right back in the middle of his face, just where it belonged, as though none of it had ever happened. Major Tom, being a master at self-delusion, even convinced himself that it hadn't ever happened, and that perhaps he'd been dreaming or more likely drinking. Life resumed in its normal way, and he thought no more about it. And that is, as we say in the storytelling business, the end.
Boy, Kevin, that is one very funny and, as you said, very crazy story. Have any of you ever lost your nose?
Not that I remember.
I don't think so.
Definitely never lost mine.
Well, I hope all of you at home drew some good pictures of noses. Noses driving cars, in fancy hats, on paddle boards, biking in the rattlesnake. Send them on in to The Nose, care of the Pea Green Boat, Montana Public Radio, University of Montana, Missoula, Montana, 59812. Or send them in to our website, mtpr.org.
Well, hey, Annie. Can I do the clothes today?
Sure, Kevin.
You have just heard The Nose, from the story by Nikolai Gogol, adapted for your imagination by Charlie Summers, with everybody playing lots of different parts. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to keep tuning in to Pea Green Boat and to Rodeo Radio, Theater in the Air.
Theater where?
In the air. Everywhere.
Yee-haw!
Wow, Annie, that was really good.
Oh, thanks. So long, everybody.
So long, it's been good to know you.
You little rascals.
Oh, Howard.
Cast members in The Nose included Selena Chatlin, Annie Gard, Kevin Harrington, Howard Kingston, Mark Metcalf, and Teresa Waldorf. Recording engineer, Beth Ann Austin. Production assistants, Cherie Newman. Incidental music by the Slavic Soul Party, and theme music by Bill Frizzell.